From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A U.S. Navy ship fired three warning shots at armed Iranian patrol boats as they sped toward the American warship in the Strait of Hormuz Sunday. A U.S. defense spokesman Monday said the group of four fast-attack boats operated by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard ignored multiple attempts to warn them away by the USS Mahan, including the use of flares, a siren, flashing lights, and a ship's whistle. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
The actions were unsafe and unprofessional. These, of course, are the actions that were taken by the Iranian vessels. At this point, the United States does not know what the intentions of the Iranian vessel were, but the behavior is not acceptable, given that the USS Mahan was operating in international waters.
Another incident involving warning shots occurred in August after an Iranian fast-attack craft approached two U.S. warships in similar fashion. Ethiopia's Prime Minister Haile Mariam Desalegn, after meeting European lawmakers Monday, said his government will not release leading opposition figure Merara Gudina of the Oromo Federalist Congress Party, detained under the country's state of emergency.
He conspired with those armed struggling groups sitting down to change government unconstitutionally. So this will not be allowed wherever and by whatever means it comes.
Merara, one of thousands detained under Ethiopia's state of emergency declared last October, following widespread, sometimes violent, anti-government protests over a land development program. Ivorian President Alassane Ouattara has dismissed the heads of the army, police, and gendarme after a two-day military mutiny by soldiers demanding higher pay. They seized control of the second-largest city, Bouake, and the mutiny spread until negotiations ended it Sunday. This is VOA News.